Parsha Shmini because I think sometimes because the Shmini is read in times that are usually very hectic, right, for Pesach, whatever it is, we're not mesim lev enough to summon in Yonah the Parsha. It also seems to be tactical. It's part of Hemshel Karbonis and part of right before Shreifis. But really, the Inyan over here, Yom HaShmini was the day of Hakrovas of Hashros HaShchina Kal Yisrael. Whatever it is that we call Shchina in Kal Yisrael, this was the only place really where you see it mefurish in a way that we talk about Shchina. It's rare that a pasuk should actually speak about it, but that's the mahalach. So you have over here the Seder. There was 8 days or 7 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was making the Mishkan and Mefarik, and nothing happened. Klal Yisrael was very, very sad. Baruch Hu said, "Vayomer Moshe." It says, "Ki ayoyim Hashem nir aleichem lahashvet shchinosoi b'mais yedeichem," and then it says he told him that so this was the moment that you would know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a musik of Hashem HaShchina, and this is going to cause it. They brought the karbonis and so on. And then it says, he finished Avodah, he finished doing Chatas Oil HaShlamim, Vayovei Moshe Aaron Oil Moed, Vayetzu, Vayvarches Ha'om, Vayira Kved Hashem Ol Kol Ha'om. So there was a Vayira Kved Hashem Ol Kol Ha'om. The pasuk itself doesn't seem to specify exactly what that is. It says that they went into the Oil Moed again to either from Isaac Teiris or Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel that there should be Hashos Hashchina, like it says, Vayetze Vorch Sa'om, Omu Vihi Noyam Hashem Alekein Aleinu, Yerosan Shetishish Lemay Sedechem. And on that, the Eish came out, and it says, Vayar Kol Om, Vayaroinu Vayipal Pneihem. That's the end of it. So the reaction was two things. It was Vayaroinu Vayipal Pneihem. Now, the Vayipal Pneihem is understood. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu, whenever you face the Shechina, there's ki'ilu no makim of, it's something that a person can't behold, a person loses his koiches. And then it says Vayaroinu. That's Vayaroinu. First, Vayipla Pneihem. What exactly is Vayaroinu? The word Vayaroinu is kemat not in Chumash. In Chumash, the word roin, the root roin, is two places. There's over here, vayaroinu, and then there is harninu goyim amoy in hazinu, that the that lasid lovoy, when the goyim will see the puranyas, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is visits on Kal Yisrael, on Yom HaSoylam, there'll be Harninu Goyim Amoy. They're going to be Meshabeach Kal Yisrael. Those are the only two places that you have it in Chumash. So what is Roin? So Rashi says Roin over here is Rashi's Kitagumoy, which is a Shevach, they were Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Veshabachu. So Rashi's learning the Lashon is Shevach, it fits here. It also fits it fits Harninu Goyim Amoy. That's in Chumash. You have it in other places where it means L'churit means different inyanim. Ish paskif inyanay. Either Hashem b'simcho boi l'fana b'rinana. The word rinana seems to be a variation of simcha. Gila Rina Ditzel Chedva, and so on. That's a variation of Simcha. So we have over here a second mashmos of it, which seems to be Simcha. A third mashmaus of it is actually a loshin of tsar, a loshin of, it says, kumi roini balelois, barosh hashmuros, shifri kamayim libech. It's a pasuk in Echa. It's dealing with Klal Yisrael pouring out their heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the tzaras, the churban, and so on. That's the context of the pasuk. So over there, the word kumi roini would mean a lashon of pchia of some sort, and so on. And finally, there's one more makor where you have Lishmoya by Shlomo HaMelech, Lishmoya El Harina Vatfila. I'm sorry, Vayavar Harina Bamachna, besides that, Vayavar Rina. Over there, the word Rina, Pashtus, is like a cruz. It's sort of a shmua that's misparsim. Vaya Omiranim Achrov. Miranim means to talk. It's a loud buzz, as we would say in English. That's the word Rina. So you have four different meanings for the same word. You have a meaning of simcha, you have a meaning of shevach, you have a meaning of tsar, and of something, an audible buzz. So Rav Nezer and Rashi says that they both say the same inyan. They both say that rina be'etzem means a koil, a loud buzz. That's the ikka meaning. A haromas koil, I think, is the word Rashi uses. Rav Nezer uses haromas koil. It could be in simcha. It could be in tsar. It could be in many different things. But the shayrish is haromas koil. It could be shevach. So it's strange. So when you're using the word, when I ask how somebody reacted to something. So if the person, so I could say it the following way. I'd say he reacted very, very pleased. So pleased, as a matter of fact, that he was shouting in joy. I could say he was very upset, and it was so upset that he was groaning and it was audible. And I could say that. But I wouldn't start by saying how to react very vocally. Well, but if it's not clear whether good or bad, you haven't really described it. You picked the tuffle. A person can use many mediums to describe simcha or tzar. It could be his voice, it could be the sound, it could be the look on his face, it could be writing, it could be actions, it could be body language, but those are the tuffle. So to take a word that means to shout or something, an audible it's a coil of some sort, and to use it when you want to say, so vayirenu, I mean, why not just say vayishapchu? Like that's the ikka. The main point is you're saying that when the Ashura Sashkuna came, they were Meshabeach. There was a Shevach that came after Kadosh Baruch Hu. So say so. You want to add that it was Bekoil Gadol, fine. But that's a Tosefes to the ikka. When looking at the Pasuk, it could be they were shocked, they were stunned, maybe they were upset. There's no, if the word Roin means it's a koil, a shmas koil, the way the Rishonim say, then we need to understand, is it just the medium? Is it just kind of telling me how did they express it? And in that case, the only place where it makes sense would be Vayavar Arena. Over there, Taka, the main point is the news went through the Machne. But when you try to speak Kumi Reini Balelois, you're trying to express a shvichas leiv, takarish baruch hu mitzar, then use that word. And roini would be maybe a second word. That's a point I'd like to sort of talk about and try to understand. Because it's a word that is used not that often, and yet when it's used, it seems to cover too many things. We have a halacha that comes from the word rina. It says, l'shmer la rina v'la tefila, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu The Gemara in Brachos learns halacha from it. Yochel, that first he should be mevakish tzrochov, and then be mespalo. Kamash malon leshmuel arina v'la tefillah, first rina then tefillah. So the Gemara's lashon is interesting. That Rashi explains that the havamina of the Gemara is that I would say the brachos emtsoyis before the rishonis and achronis. For achronis said anyway, but before givamis. But if the givam rishonis I would put afterwards. So the Gemara says because the lulav shmuel arina v'la tefillah, but the Gemara doesn't. I mean, lechuruf us all of shmuel is tefillah. Every single bracha we call a tefillah. The Gemara is saying over here that biyachas to bakosha and shevach, tefillah is the gufa tefillah, is the bakoshas. The rina is a different shade of bakosha, and that comes first. So in tefillah itself, we distinguish between the rina and the tefillah, and the truth is, psuk de zimra to us is the psuk de zimra is the what we added, but there's rina in before a tefillah. So there's rina that is you can be koilit on the tefillah in general, just like the word tefillah generically for us includes both elements, and also the word tefillah specifically refers to the etzem bakasha. That's how comes out the pasuk, and the rina refers to the shevach before. So in tefillah itself you have a shade that's called rina, and we need to understand what exactly is the specific inyan. One more nekuda over here. You see that the pasuk puts one next to the other the contrast between Nadav Navi's Macht and Eish to the Pasha before. It's very clear what that mahalach is, that both of them were an attempt to gain Ashura Sashchina. Both of them were the same thing. They used Eish. They used Keteres, which Aaron used. That was the last thing Rashi says. He brought him in to teach him Isaac Keteres. And then the Eish came. And over here you have, for them, for Klaiso went right. And for Bnei Aaron, it didn't go right. So there's obviously going to be different elements. We've spoken many times about the Eish Zorash Leitzivoisam. But there's going to be another knach also in what's going to be the difference. The difference, l'chura, would be that it says before, Vayiras alkei Yisrael, v'tachtov raglov k'mais limus asapik esashayim l'toyhar, there was a certain perception of Shechina. And then he says, "V'latzila meisol l'shalach yadoi." Hakadosh Baruch Hu did not kill them then, because vayechsos l'kim vayechlo vayishtu. So the difference, there's a difference between vayechsos l'kim. Rashi says, "How you mistaklem boy believe gas miteicha chilo v'shdia." And contrast that with the Vayoreinu Vayupla Pneihem. So the Vayoreinu Vayupla Pneihem, Lu'umas, the Vayechsos Alikim Vayoichlu Vayishtu, is probably the key to the difference between those two events. Rashi says over there that Ve'etzim Akkadosh Baruch Hu was going to kill them then. That's why they were Chayav Misa. Akkadosh Baruch Hu waited till here. So in the difference between the Vayoichlu Vayishtu and as Vayaroinu Vayipla Pnehem, is probably going to be the difference in two events. Let's take a look. There's a Goyen over here. The Goyen is in Yeshaya Perek Hey. He mentions this inyan in different places. I think the most The most mayrich is over here. The going over here is addressing a different akudah. He's addressing difference between Poel Hashem and Maisi Yodav. What's called Poel Hashem and what's called Maisav. So he says, so Poel Maisa, he says, Poel is something that you need to think about. That's why it says that Poel Hashem lo yabitu. That's Poel Hashem lo yabitu, because Poel Hashem means not a specific thing that you can identify, but it's a general sense of, hey, Ma Paul Kale, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moved so many pieces, something is going on. It's something that requires some deeper inspection to see what happened. Maisa, it says Maisa Hashem Leiro, that the reason is because Maisim are very specific. So if you see something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made X or Y or Z, and it's very, very definable, very specific, that's called Maisim. But it says like this. On these two inyanim, it says, Ki simachtani Hashem v'falecho, v'maisi yodecho arani. Oma, gabe pe'ula simcha, v'gabe maisi rinona. And he says, v'chein mashakosov, ivdos Hashem v'simcha, boyu lefona brinona. So whenever you have avodat Hashem, it's simcha. Whenever you have a b'chinas lefona of his brinona. Oma, simcha l'avodat b'rinona. Where does it come from? What's the difference? So he quotes a Zoya. V'hayno p'mashkasa b'zoya, simcha b'tzafra, simcha is in the morning, renona b'ramsha, and renona is at night. Now, the doesn't seem something which is not clear. L'chura seems to be some sort of contradiction between the nira and the not nira. I don't want to go into the inyan of how he's fataiching the Maisa Decha and the Poel Hashem. I want to focus on the Simcha Renana, where he says that that the Simcha is called the Zoya. Simcha is something that's Safra, and the Renana is Beramsha. He says, he brings another parallel, v'hayna shanayimim Avram Yogel, Shachris, which is the Tzuzet Avram, is Gilo, which is Simcha, uveram shorina la'esval samincha Tzuzet Yitzchak, in the evening you have Yitzchak's Tefillah, v'zer shoma Yitzchak Yirani. That's the difference. So the difference is, the distinction is, one has to do Betzafra, one has to do Beramsa. And then it goes with a whole bunch of more parallels. Kedarka Kehanim are in the morning, that's Shachris, the Levim is going to Yitzchak Beramsa, and that's why Levim are Pchina Vrina. That's how it goes on. I want to try to understand a little bit what the Goyen is saying over here. The Goyen is bringing out this Nekuda. If you take a look and you see the difference between the two, there's a hispilus from something. In other words, Rina being part of Simcha and being part of that genre of stuff, of being Ka'ol and Tza'aka, it means they are both. They're in yonim of where a person is mispoel in a way that he wasn't able to formulate words for it. When there's an instinctive shout from a person, it means the reaction. When a person speaks, the words are what the seichel is conveying. The coil, especially the Haromas Koil, is the Hispilus Halev. B'derech Chlal, the Seder, the normal Seder is supposed to be, the Dvarim are supposed to be Seder Dvarim with Seichel, and then there's supposed to be Hispilus Mitzad, the that a person puts into the words. So he has a Nusach, he adds the feeling to it, and that's how he expresses it. When a person is overwhelmed by an event, he starts, the tzaoka comes first, and then he tries to add words so that if he can. But the tzaoka itself is being overwhelmed by a situation in a way that it's a reflex action. It's like when a person perceives a sudden danger, he screams, and that screaming is not because it's an expression of his mind in any way, it's an expression of his lack of self. It's an expression of what he is not. So Renona is, like Rashi says, Malbim says it also, Malbim says in a place, it's the Hamoyas Halev, it's the heart's roar when it's something that he hasn't yet, it comes not because a thought out process, but because the heart is overwhelmed with emotion and it has no choice but to yell out. So Renona is a certain expression of a person. The coil that we talk about is something, it's just like, let's take the muscle, the pasik of the Vayavar Arina B'machna, means that people were so, it wasn't a smear campaign that people get up and say, we're going to say this and this about so-and-so and so-and-so. It's just like when a group sees something shocking, there's a buzz because that's a reaction. It's a reaction of a spilus. And the words come second, so to speak. That's the etzem musig of Rina. And therefore, and it takes on different shapes and different forms. It can take on the form of simcha, where a person is overwhelmed. And therefore, there's a simcha that comes out from it. There is overwhelmed by tsar, it's kumirani balelois, and also in shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has a different kinesh to it also. As opposed to a shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person sees, thinks, has words, and then expresses them, the person's hispilus comes out first, and only later is he able to control it and give it some sort of words or so on. The Zohar says, and this is what the Goyen is saying, Simcha is shayach to Yoin. In other words, wherever there's a behirus hadas and a behirus of machshava. So simcha is when a person is besimcha, he's not shouting with joy, he's happy. He will express it. He'll give expression to it. But the perception, the processing of the simcha is there, and then the person can give it. So whenever there's a gilui of yoyim, a gilui of toiv, in a way that's perceptible, that is shayach to yoyim, and that's shayach to the midah, and that's called simcha or gil. Whenever you have laila, which means that it's something that you don't have a grip on, you don't have a handle on it, so the rina is going to express itself as a tzaoka first. Before the person even is toifis, if a person sees something horrifying, a person will scream, and the realization, understanding of what is it that he's in, comes second. The scream comes first, and the understanding comes second. That's how Rina works. That's something that's in a massive Laila, where a person is blind, a person can't perceive, and so on. So the Goyen says, if there's Hashem b'simcha, Boyu lefana birnona, the renona is something that wherever there's a lefanov, wherever you lifne Hashem, there's no makom. When we are at a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're capable of of understanding what's happening, that's simcha. But the lefanov is something that the only reaction to it is renana. So renana is a reaction that it defines a certain type of reaction. It's such a significant definition of it that it transcends what it is that you're expressing. We have in ourselves an akuda that can express something that is beyond seichel. We can be nispoil from something without seichel, and because it's without seichel, and because we don't understand it, it's a lot more frightening when it's bad. It's a lot more overwhelming when it's good, and so on. So you have the rina is something that's shayach to nighttime. It's shayach to something that is it's something that's shayach to being overwhelmed by something when a person just doesn't have any tefis, any kelim to handle it. There are two shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad midas chastoy, midas tuvoy, and there's a shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad is midas adin. Midas hachesed mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisa is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is drawing us to him. And mitzad the nature of that's a p'chinas yoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to interact with us. That's the musik of chesed, reaching out to us. And b'meila, understanding, defining, having some tefis in it, is part of it. Yes, we don't have any asog and tefis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's roiv chesedav, and so on. But the musik of chesed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us where we're doyme to him. The musig of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizgalo and midas hadin. That's called bekroivei HaKadosh. Where the gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizgala as the one that is beyond us. Midas hadin it carries in itself the richuk. The niska v'ashem levade b'imahu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond, and b'meila its mohus is something of where it leaves the person behind, and in that it's megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gadlus. Haninu goyim amoy means that when umas ha'olam and perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas hadin, and that Klal Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and b'meila not shayach to them, that type of shevach is called harninu. Moshamad avadoyma, let's say somebody's matzia shidduch, let's say. So a person, and I ask somebody about this person. One type of, the person is mishabeach. A person can be mishabeach in a way that the tachlis of the shevach is to make me want to approach the shidduch. When a person says, you know, the person has such gewaltig mailes tavis, and it's exactly what you want, need, care, whatever it is. That's one mahalach of shevach. There's a second mahalach where I say, what are you talking about? That person is way beyond you. That person, you have no shaykhus to the person. I mean, what are you talking about? It's a nanas to a nanak. It's not even a havamina. Both of them are shvachim of the person. One of them, the tachlis of the shevach and the moz of the shevach is kirva, and one of them is the moz of the shevach is la'elo, in a way that betzim I'm not shaykh to it. And the viniska v'ashem levado type of shevach, where it's beyond. That's the shevach of Roy. So let's put it together and let's understand it. In Avodas Hashem, there are two types of avoda. The vast majority of inyanim we do, of mitzvahs, is an avoda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are there. The tachlis and the toelas of the avoda is to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's appropriate. There's a type of avoda that's ibdus Hashem b'simcha. There's a type of avoda that's called lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is a different mahalach of avoda. In lifnei Hashem, the person is supposed to emphasize the richuk rather than the kiruv. There's a lashon gemara chavrusa klapi shemaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a buddy of yours. So when we are in a matzav of richuk, and we're doing a mitzvah as people who are trying to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we perceive the richuk and we look for the kiruv to the world of mitzvahs, it's appropriate to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is being mekarav mit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Simcha Shal Mitzvah is very important. And that's Irdas Hashem B'Simcha. But once we cross over the threshold into what's called Lifnei Hashem, then the appropriate reaction that needs to be the Richuk. Because the Lifnei Hashem, a person has no mitzias whatsoever. And we don't deher Lifnei Hashem unless we deher that dimension of Richuk. It's in two places. It's in the Mishkan, where there's Ashros Ashchina. In any time that there's a Pchina of Kirva, then of the Darga, of Lifnei Hashem, where something is called Ashros Ashchina, that's one place. And that's why in all these inyanim, the problem not of Naviu was be'etzem the sherish lay in the vayechlu vayishtu vayechzu. The reaction to us to the vayechzu was a reaction of simcha, and that's something that should not. That's bringing it down. They were at a darga where there was a pchina that's called re'iyah, and the fact that they approached it besimcha is something that that was their undoing. That was wrong. Kol Yisrael arashor sashchina, and so on. Someone the Shem Shmuel has it in a few places. He has the kasha. What was Kol Yisrael's on his fall? They saw the ash came down. What is on his fall? It says that they had an amud on and amud eish on chosim. All 40 years, they had amud on and amud eish. That's a b'china of shechina. So what's the difference? That's Shem Shmuel's kasha, shayla. The answer is, shechina comes in two oifanim. In the midbar, it's lechtech achrai. I'm leading, and you're following. In other words, it's I'm not facing you. It's not panim al panim. It's you are going ahead and I'm following. That bechina of shechina is you have to keep up as close as possible, and that doesn't evoke the nefila and rinun. What evokes rinun and tefila and nefila is the ash that came down in the Mishkan was the ash where this is the Lifnei Hashem that we're talking about. And b'mele that Lifnei Hashem, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavayochel facing us. It's like when we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like when we do a mitzvah, we say, you know, we say L'shem Yichud, Hinei Mucharim Zuman, that Shetziva, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzava us. He was mitzava us. And we are doing it. So that's that type of inyan is not an inyan of Lifnei Hashem. In the Mishkan, it's like when we say Baruch Ata, it's whenever we say you, there's a type of that's when there's a makom of kirva. B'meila, it says b'meila this reaction of vayaroinu vayipla pneim was shayach only in the type of eish that was facing them, so to speak, as opposed to the eish in the midbar that was facing forward and they were following it. It's not the apparition of the fire that was such a that was the spilus. The spilus was what's in the fire. Is it something facing us or is it something facing away leading us? And that's the difference between the two oifanim. We don't have Ashos Ashchina in that sense, but we do have the other area. The only chelik of Avodas Hashem that we have a shaychus to lifnei Hashem is tefillah. Tefillah is the act of standing lifnei Hashem. We've seen quite a few times that the kavanah, the Rambam, that the kavanah of lifnei Hashem is the central kavanah tefillah. It's what makes tefillah stand out from anything else is the lifnei Hashem, and it's something which is it requires, I guess, if we're to ask ourselves, what is it mechayev in terms of us? A zilzal in tefillah. When a person is mezalzal in mitzvahs, ain't a doima. If a person is mezalzal kaviyochel behind somebody's back, or kaviyochel face to face. If I did something, if I didn't act. Let's say somebody's hat was here, and I throw it aside not in a bekavrika way or whatever it is. The person's not here. It's an avla. It's, you know, fine. But if I do it to his face, then that's a statement. There's something there that is sharply provocative because I'm sending a message to you. If in front of you I behave differently, I don't behave right. That's pegeh the etzem yachas. Of all the things we do, tefillah is lifnei Hashem, and the derech eretz, the tzura of our standing in tefillah, is the core essence of what tefillah is. If tefillah is lifnei Hashem, then the vayoychel vayishlo, the familiarity of it, the ease of it, has no makom over there be'etzem, because I mean, other avodas, others with simcha. So simcha shal mitzvah is good. Of course, simcha shal mitzvah is not a zilzach hashom. Zilzach mitzvah is good. So a sudas mitzvah is good. All these inyanim are inyanim that are positive. But in lifnei Hashem, the person needs to dehair how distant he is. Person needs to dehair the gap between him and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because that sticks out in the lifnei Hashem more than any other place. We start tefillah with Pesuk de Zimra in the ruach of the rina, and then afterwards the tefillah. That's what Chazal Moisev. The chreach, the minimum is the three brachas, but Chazal Moisev this as a correct introduction. It gives us an extraordinary havana of another knach in this relationship. The pashta pshat, like it says in the Gemara, when it describes tefillah, you first are meshabeach somebody and then ask him for your bakashas. So the in the pashta pshat, that's the seder bakasha. It's gross and impolite to ask something of somebody before you don't exchange some pleasantries. So you start with the person, you know, you're wonderful, you always help me, you're a great person, really appreciate it, I do need some help again, and so on and so forth. That's the Pashtim Shat, it's not wrong, but that's the Pashtim Mahalach. There's a much deeper Mahalach going to this. When we look around the Bria, and we see the Gadlus Abayri. So it's it allows for us to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to some degree. It allows us also to have a simcha about it. Look what kind of wonderful ma'isim HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made in the Bria. And the punim of reaction is a positive reaction. Like the Rambam says, he's mis'aveh, to get close to the one who made all these things, to the chachma, and so on. But there's a second reaction, like the Rambam says, the second half. A person realizes his own non-worthiness. He shrinks as he perceives the greatness of the Bria around him as Ma'isi Yadayim. Tefillah, if Rina is the akdama to Tefillah, the tachlis of Rina is something that is the tachlis is to give the person the right sense vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol oid, that the person is looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then being nis'oir by the godless of the Bria and wanting to go in that direction is the right reaction. That's the Ivdus Hashem b'simcha. But when a person crosses over a threshold of Lifnei Hashem, Tefillah is going to be the moment that I'm going to be facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need to face it with a sense of awe about the Bria, with a sense of being overwhelmed by it. The chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in itself a katointi aspect to it, where the person himself, the greater HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the less I am. And b'meila, it sets that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to add a final nekuda of relevance. I think it's very, very important. It is one of the hallmarks of Ovdei Hashem, of Anashim Gdolim, that the Anava comes directly in proportion to the godless. It's not just a Mida Teiva. It's something which Moshe was the Navi Klal Yisrael, was the Isha Lekim, was a divine person, and the Mida that the Torah singles out is Anava. It's because a person can only be Lifnei Hashem if he's full with Renana and is Neifal Panav. The like we say in Kippur, V'chol Ha'am, when they used to hear the Shema Mefarash come out, B'Ktusha V'Tara Mefarash, they would fall al Pneihem. If a person seems to have some sort of godless within Torah, or some sort of avoid, or whatever it is, but the person, if it's vayoychlu vayishtu, if there's a sense of gasus haleif chasa shalom, then either the person tak is not lifnei Hashem, then the whole thing is worthless, or it's much worse than that. The person is bringing in a ruach zara, that it's possible for someone who's lifnei Hashem to sit with his feet crossed on the table, kind of. Any gasus of ruach that you perceive in the sense, and when you have a flowering of many, many drachim and mahalchim and shitas and deis and peoples and everything like that, sometimes it's hard to get a sense of where emes is. But I once heard from Volbe, he once said that the Taz, I think, sent his son-in-law and his son, I don't remember exactly the part of him, to see Shapsi Tzvi and to see if he's genuine or not. And the thing that turned him off was the haughtiness with which he seemed to sit. And they said that's not. It's not just a midrash. If the Torah over here gives us the sharp chiluk, none of my view were gedol olam. They were gedol olam. They were royal to become gedolim. But if the reaction to kirva of that target is a yochel vayishtu, and it was a simcha shal mitzvah, it was a suda shal mitzvah, and it was wonderful tikkunim, and who knows what. But lifnei Hashem demands that the person is renana, not simcha. It's dark. The person needs to feel himself in darkness. This is not I see God. It's not I understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am drowned and overwhelmed by the gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that requires a person to have a genuine sense of non-existence, of blindness, of inability to comprehend. The Torah, this is the parasha, it's the middle of the Torah, this parasha. And it tells us exactly how do we measure Ashuas HaShechina? How do we measure it in terms of human reaction? The Nodav Naviu approached it with Simcha, with Vayoch Vayishtu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mezgala Bal Korchom Bekrevei HaKadosh, as that humans are nowhere near HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisroel, Aaron HaKoyen, who was Boish, his Midas were Anova, and humility, and he always carried with himself the sense of shame from the chait. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Lekach Nivcharta, it says in the Chassidus say, Lekach Nivcharta, because you always stand embarrassed by what you did. When you perceive an Eish, that's the kirv of Lifnei Hashem, Klal Yisrael is Neifel Opneim. Klal Yisrael it loses its koima. It collapses. Lifnei Hadras Kvoidei, and the nusach of the nusach of shevach becomes roin renona, which is the shevach of being overwhelmed, and the words came out of the shout came out of my mouth before my sechel got in, because this is the type of reaction HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the type of shevach that's a product not of the sechel, but it's a product of when the sechel wasn't there, and the person just reacted to something way beyond him. Chops.